I would like to to read it this evening. No, first of all, I would like to bring greetings from Basildon. They charged me to bring their love to you. They said, Daniel, please bring our love to Croydon. So, many greetings and love from Basildon. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Now, I would like to read with you in three scriptures, and then I may go in some of the parts of the Bible that I know very well that you know. It's not necessary to turn the Bible, the page with me later on. But the very first three I would like you to read with me. And first one, it is in Hebrew chapter 9. On my Bible it is on page 1456. Hebrew chapter 9, verse 22, and I'll read the end of the verse. And it says, and without blood shedding, there is no remission. And without blood shedding, there is no remission. The second text, which I would like to read, it is just one page, pardon, in Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6. And I will read just the beginning of the verse this time. And it says so. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And the last scripture, which I would like to read, it is in John chapter 15, verse 6. On my Bible, it is on page 1291. Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 6. It is verse 5, the end of the verse 5, yes. For without me, he can do nothing. For without me, he can do nothing. I was thinking about three things that we cannot do nothing. Without it, we cannot do nothing. Three things. And one of them, it is, as it says here in Hebrew chapter 9, and without blood shedding, there is no remission. It is very important. I was thinking about blood. And as we all know, or maybe we all know, that the blood, it is one of the elements in our body which is very, very, very important. We can live without a hand. We can live without a ear. We can live without foot. You know, I cut my finger, 2 years ago. I still survive. We can live without some parts of our body. But without blood, we cannot live. Blood, it is one of the things in our body which is very important. I was thinking also that the blood, it is the one who feeds all the body. We know that the hand cannot go in the brain to feed the brain. The hand cannot go in the foot or feet to feed the feet. But the blood takes the food which we are eating and brings the food to the last cell of our body, wherever it is, like in our body. From the head to the toe. It's feeding. It's a very important thing. Another thing of this element, blood, it cleans every part of the body. It is not just because it's bringing water, it is not just it brings food, it is not just take the air which we breathe and bring the air in all the body, but it cleans the body and cleans the last cell from the body. Take all the toxin away, come back to the kidney and filter over there, and then putting out blood. It's very important, blood. We are related by blood.
Anatomy?
The family, it is related by blood. And we used to say they are blood shed. The blood
blood relation.
Thank you. They are blood relation. Brothers and sisters, they are blood relation. We have aunts, uncles, yes, cousins, nephew, and so on. We are related by blood. But if we look a little bit much over this, we are still related by blood. And I'm going to read from Acts chapter 17, where Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, it says in chapter 17, if you want to look, it is on the page 1329, it says in verse 26, and hath made of one blood every nation of men to dwell upon the whole face of the earth, from one man, through the blood. He made that all men to dwell. So it doesn't matter what kind of race, it doesn't matter what kind of color we have, we are related by blood. We come from Adam and Eve. And somehow, if we want, if we don't want, we are related by blood. That's why we love everyone, because we are related with them. Speaking about blood, from Genesis to Revelation, there is bloodshed. And it is one of the very important issues which God spoke about. And I would like to look in I think it is in Leviticus chapter 17, yes. I remember it is in Leviticus chapter 17. It is with verse 11. In Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, on the page 153, it says, God told to Moses about blood and says, for the soul of the flesh is in the blood. Wow. Very, very important. The soul is in the blood. And goes on and said, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. It is the blood which make atonement for the soul. It is not the body, the lamb, if we will speak about the lamb, it is not the whatever they brought over there to make a sacrifice, but it was the blood who made atonement. Now we can understand a little bit. God, from the very beginning, when Adam and Eve, they didn't listen to God's voice and they sinned against God, it was necessary for God to kill some animals, to put some clothes on them, to don't be naked. But to kill that animal, it means that he shed blood. Blood was shed. And he wanted to teach the man from the very beginning, without shedding of blood, there is not remission of sin. And I think Abel, he understood quite very well this. Because when he brought his sacrifice, he brought with blood in. His sacrifice had blood. Canaan didn't understand so much. And when he brought also one sacrifice, haven't had blood in. It doesn't say that God looked much with much pleasure to Abel. No, to Abel's sacrifice. It doesn't say that he didn't like Canaan. No, it said he didn't look so pleased to Canaan's sacrifice. God haven't had nothing with people. He looked to the sacrifice. And when he saw the blood, he was much pleased. Why? Because the blood, it was shed. And without the blood, there is no remission without blood shedding. If we think about that night in Egypt, it was very, very important. God told to Moses, and he gave very strict instruction: take a lamb, 1 year old, without blemish, without spot, and kill him. Or slaughter. And take the blood. He didn't say, take the lamb and hang in the front of the door outside to let me see. No. He said, take the blood and put on the post from the door front. And what God said then, when I will come and when I will see how good the people from the house they are, when I will come and I will see how many people are in the house, no, he didn't say so. He said, when I will come and when I will see the blood, I will pass over. He didn't care how many people they were in the house. He didn't care how good they were in the house. He didn't care how much they noticed what they are doing. No, when he saw blood, he said, okay, I will pass over. They are protected by blood. Without blood shedding, there is no remission of sin. When John the Baptist, it says in John, I think in chapter 2, next day, I don't know which one of the day it was, but it says next day, John saw Jesus Christ and he said, behold the Lamb of God, who take away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Why does he call the Lamb of God? Maybe he was like the lamb from when God did pass over. Without blood shedding, there is no remission of sin. He needs to go to the cross in order to shed his blood. And not the blood of the lamb which people from Israel did look many times. It was a holy, holy, holy blood. Doesn't matter how many sins you have in your life. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how much you are working for God. If you are under the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, there is remission of sin. God will pass over because he will see the blood who was shed on the cross for you and me. I used to ask my children they were much small, at home in Romania, Daddy, how much Jesus Christ did love us? And I said, you know how much? So much. He opened his hands and put on the cross and died for you. Died for me. How much do I love him? Do I come under this holy blood? So Paul says in this Hebrew chapter 9, and without blood shedding, there is no remission. We come in the Lord's Day morning. Very important fact, and very important act for the church. And we remember Lord Jesus Christ. And we have two elements on the table. We may see just bread and wine. But Lord Jesus said, this bread, it is my body given for you. And this blood, it is the new covenant. This cup of wine, it is the new covenant into my blood, shedding for you. We praise the Lord for these two elements which he led to honor every time. And if we want to go in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. It is in the Bible on the page 1469. It is much better for me to read from the Bible because I don't remember exactly in the English word. But I like very much to read. It says here in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18, knowing that ye have been redeemed not by corruptible things as silver or gold from your vain conversation handed down from your father, but by precious blood of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ. Praise to be the Lord, because He came from heaven to earth with this precious blood. And I like very much the song which children are singing. Who can wash the sins? Who can wash my sins away? It says that song, yes? Who can wash the sins away? Nothing
but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing can wash that sins away.
But the blood of Jesus.
Oh happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Fantastic song. The second thing which we cannot do without, it is faith. And we can find in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, as we read before. And they are very much linked between the bloodshed and faith. Because, well, the blood was shed. Lord Jesus came from heaven to earth and died for us, for your sins and for my sins. But if I don't believe in that one, doesn't have any effect. You see, that's why without faith we cannot please Him. Without faith, it's the second thing, without, we cannot do anything. And it says here, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. Faith, it is very important thing. When we read in Acts 16, Peter and Silas, they were in jail. Yes, I don't know how you say in English. They were in that
stocks.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Paul and Silas. Instead of crying and asking God, why do you allow this to us? They were praising the Lord. Because they knew that it was the blood shed for them. And that was the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And as we read, in the middle of the night, it was one earthquake. And the door was open. And the jailer wanted to kill himself. As he wake up, and when he saw the door open, he thought that everyone escaped. Paul and Silas said, don't harm yourself, don't do anything wrong to yourself. And they start to preach the gospel. And he said, what shall I do? What shall I do? It is the first question which also people, when Peter preached in the after the Pentecost, people ask them, what shall we do? Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. That's why Paul told to this jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus told to the disciples, He knew that they are going to have some problems in their life. And he came one time to the disciples, and in John 14 he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe on God, believe also on me." We need to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Believe it is, or faith, it is a very, how can I say, easy fact. If we can look in our life, everybody believes in something. If we don't believe, we'll stay in the house. Maybe even in the house we'll don't stay, because we think the house will collapse and we'll be dead. We'll run away on the field. But we believe that the house is strong enough and we'll don't collapse over the night. We believe that the driver from the bus will take us to the point that we want to go. We believe in the one who takes the train and everything like this. But to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is very important fact. And the last one, which I read here, it is very important in John 15. The third thing, which without we cannot do anything, it is in John 15, verse 5. The end of verse 5. "For without me he can do nothing." Somehow, I can say I'm very pleased or very happy because Lord Jesus said, "Without me you can do nothing." And I was thinking, many times, maybe I thought, okay, he saved me, I believe in him now, he can let me alone. No way. No way. I need him. I need him more than everything. I need him much more than words can say. Because we are like a lamb amongst the wolf. Well, if I was thinking that way, I need a shepherd like Lord Jesus Christ to protect me. Without me, you can do nothing. Of course, he spoke about about the vine and the branches. And if we think about this relation, if we cut a branch from the tree or from the vine, that branch is going to die. Doesn't bear fruit. But with him, we can bear fruit. We can bring fruits from His glory, for His glory. I remember, and I think I wrote somewhere, I printed out on the paper, in Campinas, Brazil, in 2005. It was a girl who belongs from a Christian family. I received this on email while I was in Romania, and I found very important, and I printed out and I keep with me in my Bible. She had not so good friends, unchristian friends, unbelievers, I can say. And they came one time to Del Tor to take her to a party. The car was full, just one place for her. And her mother went out on the door and shouted to her, Take God with you, darling." And she, she tried to mock her mother, because she was embarrassed in front of her people. "How can I take God with me? She tells me about God now in front of my..." Because the mother saw that some people from the car, they were drunk. And she said, "Just if you will go in the car boot, because he don't have enough place here. The car is full, my mother. I'm sorry." Later on, the car was found in a big crash. A big, big crash. And this was in 2005. It can be checked online. The police was wonder. The way the car was crushed, if you look from the front side of the car, you couldn't recognize what kind of brand of the car it was. So crushed. Everyone was dead. So squashed. So, how do you say, squeezed, yes? when they opened it, the trunk, they said, the cardboard, very impressive. I don't know how you call the thing that you keep the eggs inside. It was one of that 30 eggs, something like so, inside of the cardboard, and nothing, it was touched, even a crack on the eggs. Mm-hmm. So much protected it was. So the car was crushed till to the cardboard. From the cardboard, nothing was touched. Even the eggs weren't touched. They were wondering why. And they asked the mother, and the mother said, I think it was God was in the cardboard. Without me, you can do nothing. I urge you to take Lord Jesus Christ with you tonight. Don't even think to make a step without Him. Take Him in your heart and go with Him home. And don't let Him home take with you to the job. Take with you in a town. Everywhere. Take Lord Jesus Christ. For Him's sake. Amen.
Amen.